We have monuments that show us a few women, usually the mothers of rulers. They're shown in very state-like ways, participating in civic rituals. Is there any comparable source of information about what the experience of women elsewhere might be? I began to look at figurines, which show lots and lots of females as well as males. Extraordinary connections and differences began to arise by actually looking at these two bodies of material, the monumental art and the figurines, as potentially showing me things about the differences between women. I began to see a completely different picture emerge, where the figurines showed women working, women weaving, women grinding corn. The monumental art then suddenly went through a lens for me, and I was able to look at it and say, that's very interesting. The women in the monumental art aren't doing any particularly distinctive things. Even though we know that women had all these different kinds of laboring roles, they're not in the monumental art. And then I made the most important leap, which is to realize that that's also true of the men, that monumental art actually erases work and presents us with a picture of society in which there is no laboring class and there are no laborers. And then the figurines become even more important because it's not just the women grinding corn and weaving that are there. It's the men hunting deer and the men doing all of their work. Some figurines show groups of people. And that in turn makes you think about the fact that the monumental art is always focusing your attention on one person at a time or a couple of people at a time. So the gender question actually ends up not being a question that tells us something politically correct about how women were dominated or about how women were powerful among the ancient Maya, but tells us something about how people's experiences differed in Maya society according to whether they were part of the nobility or part of the laboring class. When you start treating people as complex, there's no end to the kinds of questions that you can actually ask. And all of those start, for me, with that apparently politically correct question about gender.